You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome everybody live. I'm Dan Stalker down in Bloomfield, Davis County. Lady Mustangs, we're getting ready to take on the Albia Lady D's in first round 2A sectional action here tonight. Happy to bring you this game. We've had a full day once again today covering wrestling in Southern Iowa, both in the Pleasantville 1A district, and also the Albia districts over at Knoxville in 2A. Bringing you also the updates at 3A. So we've covered it all for you. We're excited to bring you now basketball version of Southern Iowa sports and Southern Iowa sports leader KIIC Thunder Country. Tonight, again, the Davis County Mustangs take on the Albia Lady D's. And look, be interested to see tonight the contest we have here. Just almost 3 weeks ago, Albia came down to Bloomfield, played the Lady D's, played them to overtime, lost the game 50-48, had a four-point lead coming down the stretch within a minute, but the Mustangs fought back, got it tied, went to overtime, and the Lady D's were unsuccessful. Just 4 or 5 days later, they had a rematch in Albia and came off with a very disappointing loss. Certainly not something that Coach Achenbach and his staff wanted to see as the Mustangs came to Albia and beat Albia 42-17. So quite a turnaround there. Tonight it'll be interesting to see which team we get out of Albia, which team we get out of Bloomfield. And it should be really a good matchup. Lady D's came off an impressive win the other night at Centerville. Finished up their season with a win, a very impressive win, played really good basketball. And so I know that's something that Coach Achenbach, they talked about last Saturday. We brought you highlights of the game that Lady D's played against Knoxville up at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. And that game was a little bit more disappointing for them. They really didn't play well, had a hard time getting the ball to drop in the hoop for them. And then the coaches really sat down and talked to the girls about, you know, you've got a choice to make here to finish up this season on a positive note, as strong and as consistent as you can, or you can go out with that kind of a loss lingering for your life there, you know, for the seniors, especially for the rest of their college or high school memories that are going into college and post school. They did a great job coming back. As I said, Centerville was a great game for them. Really regrouped, and it was great to see that game. Tonight, coming in, Lady D's will be led by Brooke Bettis, who is coming in averaging 12.5 points a game and getting just over 7 boards a game. Also in the starting lineup, the other big gal in the middle in the post, Katie Dyson, two juniors here now. Katie averages almost 7 points and gets a little over 7 boards a night. So very good combination there between those two. And then the point guard, the sophomore, Mackenzie Griffin, who does a phenomenal job. She gets around 6 points a night and then comes in as four rebounds a game. So those three are the top 3 point getters and also the top 3 rebounders for the team. Then also on the guard spot is Cassie Krall, who really does a good job on the open jump shot, gets about 5 points a night. We'll get her out 2 boards tonight as well. And then Kristen Garvey, the senior. And what a phenomenal job she does. She doesn't necessarily score the points, but she does all the little things that the team needs her to do, really hustling and going after those loose balls, defending the other team's best score, and does a great job for her team, but exerts a lot of effort doing that. And then we've got a number of gals that will come off the bench, and we'll get to those as they come along. Really good squad for them. For the Mustangs, you know, they're led by 34 Riley Eakins, a junior, and she does a great job at putting in about 15 points a night. Also the leading rebounder at 12 boards, a very strong, powerful forward there that comes in for the Mustangs. Shelby Graves is a junior, and she comes in a little shooting guard, gets about 15 points, so a lot of point production out of those two gals, both juniors again. And then she'll come in just about 3.5 boards a night, so not necessarily known for getting inside there on the rebounds, but boy, can really fill the net up. In the center for the Mustangs is Kate Birchmeyer, sophomore. Big, strong sophomore coming in there playing center. Will get about 8 points a night as she's averaged on the season. And that's followed up by Allie McClure, junior, comes in as a guard. And McKenna Harward, that comes in as a senior guard, comes in. And that will do the starting lineup. And they have a number of subs that will come in and give quality minutes. But for the most part, this team is led by their starting lineup. Again, that's 3 juniors, a sophomore, and a senior. And that's really where the bulk of their points will come from, also their boards. So that's going to be the big part of their game. And I would say if we can control Riley Eakins, the junior power forward, and Shelby Graves, the shooting guard, just try to keep them a little bit below their average. That's all we're going to need to really get us in the game. For Albia, I think the key is Brooke Bettis really needs to have one of those games that she's typical to have, in that she gets it in low. She has a nice soft touch. She'll initiate contact and get the foul and get to the free throw line, in which she'll do a nice job knocking down her free throws, and then Mackenzie Griffin at the point guard really has to handle the ball and lead her team like she can do from that point, taking those shots when they're there. And then Katie Dyson also is, you know, again, those are the top three scorers, but she does a good job. If she can get in there and get those boards, get her hands on there, and control the boards there, it'll be really good. Those are our starting lineups looking for the game. We're really excited to bring this first round sectional action here of the Lady D's. And we will now listen to the national anthem played here down in Davis County. Again, my name is Dan Stalker. You're listening to Thunder Country. And coming up here will be our national anthem. What a nice performance of the national anthem performed by a quartet of saxophone players from the Davis County High School. And that's what always makes it a little extra special at high school sports is that local talent, not only on the court of action here, but also seeing some of the other students get a chance to perform for their peers, their family, and their community as well. So that's always a fun thing. I really appreciate having that live rendition there. And so good job out of the Davis County quartet that came out there. Again, my name is Dan Stalker. We're ready to bring you live first round coverage down here in Bloomfield as Davis County hosts Albia Lady D's. Looks to be a great game here, a great way to start off the postseason play here for both squads. The winner wants to try to advance to play next Wednesday. So they're trying to get a chance to go to that next round and extend their season. Certainly for the seniors on these respective teams, that's their goal. And for all the players, they really want to see their season finish on a high note. Both teams kind of had average to disappointing, if you will, regular seasons and certainly within their conferences. So this is a chance for them to redeem themselves in the second season. Here we go. The tip is up. It is controlled by Davis County, and Graves will bring the ball up. Davis County gets it in the front court. Graves sets her team's offense. Start looking for the inside there. Nothing going on there. Looking for Eakins. Eakins gets it. Swings it down to the baseline. Comes back up to Graves. Graves kind of looks inside. They really want to pound it inside to Eakins if they can. Graves will look to hit that jump shot there. Nothing going there. Graves swings it to the near side. A nice little entry pass into Eakins, but hits the backboard. Dyson's able to get her hands on it, tip it loose, and gets it right to Kinsey Griffin. Griffin will bring the ball up for the Lady D's. So good little action there, good ball movement there by the Mustangs, but good defense by the Lady D's to stop the bucket from going in. Griffin will get the ball, sees Katie Dyson on the far side. Katie passes to Garver, who gets a nice little screen. Brooke Bettis right at the free throw line, takes it up, and good. 2 points for her. So nice job out of Brooke Bettis. Get 2 points on the board here for him. So good start there, nice ball movement by the Lady D's, good ball movement screening. Getting a chance to get the bucket, get the first 2 points of the night. Mustangs have the ball again. Graves has it at the point, looks around, comes over. A nice little entry pass again, trying to really work that into Eakins as best he can. There's not good defense by Dyson. She has to give it up. Shot goes up, and it's missed by McKenna Howard. She misses it, and then rebound controlled by the Lady D's. And so up comes Mackenzie Griffin, gets the ball to Garver. A nice entry pass into Brooke Bettis at the low block, and she goes up for another two. So you can see the Lady D's really working their strength, which is Brooke Bettis, who had a great game the other night down in Centerville, and continuing right where she left off there. Mustangs get the ball, set it up. Lady D's are in a 1-2-2. 1-2-2, almost a 3-2 defense. Entry pass comes in, and it goes nowhere. Misses the center. She had moved away, and so the ball goes out of bounds. It will stay the Lady D's, so Dyson will check it in. Gets the ball to Griffin. Mackenzie Griffin brings the ball up. Looks to see Cassie Krall gets her first touch of the night here. Cassie passes to Dyson. A nice little cut through, but nothing there. Dyson brings it up, gets it to Brooke Bettis at the top of the key. Sees Griffin on the far side. Griffin drives in and kicks out. Oh, and the official thought she took just a little extra step. I thought it was a really nice drive by Mackenzie Griffin. Really like seeing that out of her to drive into the lane. If the defense collapses like they did, then she can kick that out, and there's lots of options for her. But nonetheless, travel was the call, so the Mustangs will have the ball. Mustangs will get the ball up there. They actually get it to their big gal there. Birchmeyer for the first time swings it back around. Graves gets it for a three-pointer. Well defended by Kristen Garver, but she hits the bucket. So that's the first 3 points for the Mustangs. Score 4-3, Lady D's, with 5.5 minutes in the first quarter. Kral gets it to the baseline to Dyson, who swings it back up to Garver. She drives baseline, sees Dyson, tries to hook the pass around, but well defended by McKenna Harward. Knocked out of bounds. First set of subs coming in for the Lady D's. We've got Tegan Bossard coming in, as well as Kylie Peterson entering in, giving Dyson and Kristen Garver a little breather here. Cassie Kral again will check the ball in for the Lady D's as it was knocked out of bounds by McKenna Harward. Nice entry pass into Brooke Bettis at the free throw line. Gets to Cassie Kral. She gets it back into Brooke Bettis. And the rebound goes up, and Kylie Peterson tries to get the rebound. Hits Eakins as they're coming in there. A little bit of contact. Officials didn't call anything. And Eakins falls to the ground and gets called for the traveling. So the Lady D's will get the ball on the turnover. So good job there. Cassie Kral looks to check it in. And gets going. Throws it along. Tries to get it to Tegan Bossard. It's kicked off by Davis County. So it will stay the Lady D's ball. It will stay the Lady D's ball. Cassie Kral threw it into the backcourt even though we were on the baseline. And tried to get it so Lady D's could get it. Tegan Bossard tried to chase it down. But McKenna Harward was right there with her. But nonetheless, tipped out by Harwood, so the Lady D's will keep it. Ball is entered into Griffin. Griffin brings it up. Very good ball handler is Griffin. Gets it down to Brooke Bettis on the far baseline. She looks around, sees Kylie Peterson at the three-point line. She steps up at the free throw line. Nice little dribbling shot. Just goes in and out. Rebound controlled by Eakins. Eakins gets it to Graves, who gets up, quickly pushes it up to Harwood. They get it inside to the Birchmeyer, the center. She puts up a shot, and there is Mackenzie Griffin. The point guard pulls down the rebound. Griffin comes up quickly, sets up, goes to the far side, sees Tegan Bossard over on the three-point line. Tegan looks inside to Brooke. Nothing there. Nice little drive by Tegan. Goes baseline. Unfortunately, just good little collapsing pressure by Birchmeyer, and Tegan was not able to control the ball, and it got called for a travel. So the Mustangs, with 4:30 left in the first quarter, will have the ball back. Graves will bring the ball up for the Mustangs. Shelby Graves, the junior, gets it passed off to Allie McClure, who works it over to Harwood. Harwood gets it down on the far side now to Graves, who popped out, sees Birchmeyer at the elbow, gets it to her. Graves backs it up, gets the ball back from Harwood, drives there, and a travel again. Boy, lots of turnovers here. Graves was really trying to force the action, but had very good defensive pressure, both by Peterson and Griffin, and they caused just a little extra pressure, and Graves took an extra little step. So the Lady D's get the ball on the turnover. Kinsey Griffin takes it up, sees Kylie Peterson at the top of the key, who looks immediately inside to Cassie Kral, cutting. Nice cut by Cassie Kral. Good entry pass by Kylie Peterson, but just unable to get it to her, but knocked out by the Mustangs, so the Lady D's will have it on the baseline. Cassie Kral lobs it right into Brooke Bettis, who takes it right to the hole, and she gets her 6th point of the night. So doing a good job of being aggressive and going to the hoop. Lady D's have 2 subs getting ready to check in on the next dead ball. McClure gets it, swings to the far side to Harward. She brings it back to McClure, who's now at the point. Finds Graves down at the baseline, trying to set her up for a three-pointer. She does, hits the back iron, goes long. Peterson couldn't control it. Eakins knocked it loose. Eakins gets it back on a putback, and she puts up and gets her first 2 points of the night. So Riley Eakins gets a bucket for the Lady Mustangs. 6-5 is our score now. Cassie Kral gets it for the Lady D's on the wing, tries to get Brooke Bettis cutting in the middle, but knocked loose out of her hands. McClure gets it immediately to Graves. Graves drives up, sees McClure on the near side at the three-point line. She tries that little entry pass to Eakins again. Good job getting it in there. Peterson unable to slow her down. Eakins gets her 2nd bucket of the night. So we now have a first lead for the Mustangs at 7-6. 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Tegan Bossard got on the far side. Tried to move, but just took too many steps there. With the dead ball there, Mustangs will get it back. Checking in again is Dyson, who comes in for Brooke Bettis and Sarah Clark. Clark comes in for Kristen Garver, gives her a little breather at the 3-minute mark. So Lady D's trying to keep the girls fresh. They have a very good, deep squad that can all come in and perform admirably. McClure gets it over the near side to Graves, who dribbles back up to the elbow. Tries to get it inside to Birchmeyer and does, but good defense by Dyson. Swarms on her. Shot goes up. Lady D's can't control the rebound. McClure gets it, puts it up. No shot there. Griffin goes down. Tied up immediately. Tied up. Very good job there by Griffin to get the ball, but also right there with her was Cammie Guider, who had just checked in. Tied it up, so it's a jump ball. Davis County had controlled the tip, so the Lady D's will get the ball. Again, trailing for the first time 7-6 with 2:30 left in the first quarter. But a very well-played game by both teams. A couple travels and turnovers, but other than that, very well-played game. Griffin gets it to the far side to Bossard. Taking Bossard's double team. And for the third time in a row, she's called for traveling. She's got to learn to settle the feet down. She's got to get them settled. Coach Achenbach, I think, has seen enough. Wants to get her to settle down because she can play much, much better than that. Looks like Kristen Garber's set to check in. And indeed, she is going to come in for Tegan, so the coach can talk to her, let her know she's doing a good job. She just needs to get her feet set before she takes that dribble. Turnover goes to Lady Mustangs, so Graves gets it, brings it up to McClure, who dribbles back to the center. Sees Cammie Guider on the far side, gets it to her, then swings right back to McClure, who tries to find Shelby Graves, really trying to see if they can't get her open, not at the point guard position, but at the wing. Shelby drives, ball's dribbled off a leg, and then an official does call a kick. Very good call there by the official. It was good defense by the ladies, but just a little inadvertent kick there. But that's always a good thing as opposed to letting the Mustangs drive and get a little layup. So nice little job there. We'll see if we can't get it back. The Mustangs have it on their own baseline. Guider throws the ball in, gets it to McClure, who tries that entry pass, really working hard every time she gets it to get it to Eakins. And the Lady D's are acknowledging that and overplaying that really well. And they were able to knock it loose was Peterson. Brooke Bettis does come in now, gives Peterson a breather, and Dyson and Bettis will work the inside. Shot gets into Birchmeyer. Birchmeyer no good, and there's Brooke Bettis, who just came in with those fresh legs, gets the rebound. Griffin comes up, and once again the Lady D's have a turnover. Nice little pass there, got tipped a little bit. Kristen Garber tried to catch it, didn't get it through her hands, and it just kind of slipped out and hit the sideline, so ball went out of bounds. So it'll be a turnover for the Lady D's going back to the Mustangs. Graves gets it to the far side to Guider. Graves cuts through, pops out on the baseline. They're working it, gets into Eakins, get into Birchmeyer, wide open, a low block, and she gets her first two bucket or points of the night. So good ball movement from the Mustangs. Lady D's unable to switch and shift around quick enough. Griffin gets it, cuts hard to the hoop, sees Dyson. She tries to get the entry pass, and it's knocked loose, and she recovers it, and she gets the bucket. So nice job of staying with it, Katie Dyson. Way to not give up on that play. The ball got knocked loose, and she went after it and got it and put up a nice little two-foot shot. Lady D's putting on some really swarming defense. Now they're into the 2-3. Check that. They're into the 3-2 now. They're still in that 3-2. Doing a good job. Oh, very good effort there, Lady D's. Graves was not sure what to do with all the pressure she was seeing and made a bad pass, and the ball went out of bounds, turned over to the Lady D's. So Griffin will check the ball with a minute left. Lady D's trailing just 9-8, so very close game all night so far. Dyson tries to get a cut in Griffin, but unable to get it. Nice job by McClure to knock it loose. Graves bring the ball up for the Mustangs. Graves gets it, passes off to the far side to Guider, who gets it to Birchmeyer. Birchmeyer sees Graves at the top of the key. Graves trying to get up, does get a shot up, and puts up a little floater at the free throw line. Gets her second bucket of the night. She now has 5 points on the night with 38 seconds left. Clark has it on the wing, gets it down to Dyson on the baseline. Dyson sees Garber comes popping over to the side there. She puts up a nice little 15-foot shot, and it doesn't go in. Rebound controlled by Eakins. The Mustangs are coming, and they're coming fast. Here comes McClure in there. Nice little up and under move over Griffin, and she gets her first bucket of the night. So McClure, just a nice fast break there. Griffin did a good job defensively, just not able to stop it. And then Griffin immediately attacks to the defense of Davis County. Nice job penetrating and then kicks out. Ball comes around a couple of passes, and then it gets back to Griffin, who puts up a 15-footer, and it goes in. That was all started, quite honestly, by Mackenzie Griffin, penetrating and getting good penetration and then finding an open person and then keep working the ball around. With that will end our first quarter of play. Lady D's find themselves trailing just by 3. 13-10 is our score here. We're going to take a short timeout. We'll be right back. You're listening to KIC Thunder Country.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
We'll be right back. Are your bills piling up? Tired of paying high-interest credit cards? If you have high-interest debt and don't have equity in your home to consolidate it, Community First Credit Union can help. Combine your debt into one low-rate loan with a CFirst fixed consolidation loan as low as 8.4% APR. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Dan Stalker here from KIIC Thunder Country, covering first round sectional action for the Albia Lady Dees as they've traveled down to Bloomfield playing Davis County Mustangs. We are through one period here. 13-10 is our score. Mustangs, will start the ball in the second quarter here. Again, have the three-point lead. Mustangs playing good ball, but the Lady Dees are really showing good resilience there as well. McClure gets the ball on the far side, tries to force that pass in the, and inside, nothing going there, and so turnover to the Lady Dees. Mackenzie Griffin attacks immediately, finds Dyson. Oh, my, nice cut by Brooke Bettis, and up and two she goes. What a nice little cut by Brooke Bettis and Dyson to have the court awareness and the vision to see her and hit it. Eakins has checked out. We've got a sub in for her. Audra Kincard has come in for her, working the post where Eakins was. Very similar size gal, nice, strong-looking power forward. McClure's trying to find her, but nothing. Stops and drops, hits a pop, jump shot, and it goes long rebound. And it goes, the rebound did go to Ellie McClure, and as she was trying to find Shelby Graves, she just pulled her pivot foot and so gets called for the travel. So we've got flurry of activity, and the coach has seen enough, wants to get his starters back in. So he's given Eakins and Birchmeyer enough of a rest, brings the starters back in for him, wants to see a little bit better presence inside. Lady Dees get it. Mackenzie Griffin gets it to Brooke Bettis at the free throw line. She pump fakes, drives in to the right side, puts up a nice shot, follows her shot, gets the rebound, sees Cassie Crawl just inside the three-point line. Shot goes up long. Katie Dyson tries to tip it loose, but Birchmeyer is able to haul it in. Graves gets it, the outlet pass, and she comes and attacks the hoop right away, puts up an off-balance shot, nothing going there. Kristen Garber with the rebound. Gets it to Mackenzie Griffin on the outlet, so good job by the Lady Dees to recover and to play straight-up defense on Graves. Graves put up an off-balance shot, not going in at all. Dees get it down to Dyson, who passes back to Garber. Nice little screen by Dyson. And as they're going down off the screen, Garber gets the ball knocked loose, but goes off the Davis County Mustangs, so Lowby retain the ball. At the baseline, Cassie Crawl set to check it in. Coming in for the Mustangs is Cammie Guider, giving Shelby Graves a little breather. She's not had a rest yet tonight. So coach trying to get her a little breather as well. Lady Dees get it in. Good ball. Cassie Crawl gets it in to Brooke Bettis. Brooke Bettis goes up for a nice little shot, misses, but Katie Dyson's on the far side with the rebound. She misses. Cassie Crawl's ripping it in there. Oh, and the official's going to call jump ball. What a nice job of rebounding. Cassie Crawl was fighting off Eakins as best she could. And, Riley Eakins was able to get her hand on enough to get a jump ball call, but the Lady Dees will retain possession with the alternate possession. Cassie Crawl lobs it into Brooke Bettis, gets it back to Cassie Crawl on the baseline. She finds Griffin on underneath. Griffin finds, wraps around pass to Dyson, who puts up a nice little bucket of her own. So good bucket, good ball movement on the Lady Dees. So 14-13, the Lady Dees have taken the lead back now. So very good job, nice ball movement and patience. Big, long three-point shot comes away there from Allie McClure, and she hits that. So good three-point shot there, but a deep one. Well, certainly nothing the Lady Dees could do to stop that. So the Mustangs will take the lead back 16-14. Ball gets to the baseline to Dyson, who sees Kristen Garber at the elbow, comes back up to her, sees Mackenzie Griffin at top of the key, puts up a nice-looking three-point shot, hits the back of the iron, nothing there, and Riley Eakins able to control the rebound. So the Mustangs will bring the ball up. Allie McClure is at the point right now. Nice defense by Mackenzie Griffin. She knocks the ball loose as they were trying to make the pass. Was McKenna Harwood and Mackenzie Griffin able to steal the pass from her. Griffin gets the ball to Dyson at the top of the three-point line. She sees Kristen Garber, and then she looks inside to cutting Brooke Bettis. Brooke has nothing. No, now she does an up and under. Passes the ball out to Griffin. Puts up a shot. Looks like a little extra contact by Cammie Guider, but no foul called. Turnover for the Blue Demons, and the Mustangs will control the ball with 5 minutes left in the first half. 16-14 is our score here. Ball tried to get into Riley Eakins, but Kristen Garber knocks it loose, tips it to a Griffin. Griffin tries to go up for a shot there, but before she can gather herself, is fouled immediately. A smart foul there, not let the shot get up by McKenna Harwood. McKenna Harward gets her foul there. But the Lady D's will retain possession. Tegan Bossert and Kylie Peterson set to check back in for Dyson and Garver. So once again, we get the subs coming in. Very deep bench, good bench. Lady D's able to go with about nine players and not have any issues here. So Coach Achenbach able to get the subs in here. Inbound pass goes to Brooke Bettis, who sees McGriffin on the baseline. And once again, she does a nice little wraparound pass. This time to Kylie Peterson. She gets her first bucket of the night. So really good ball movement out of them. That's on the same similar inbounds play they did before, where Griffin gets it down low, but she wraps around a nice little pass to the post player. Mustangs go up. Riley Eakins gets it on the low block. Well defended by Kylie Peterson. Puts up a shot, but the rebound's controlled by McClure. She comes out, gets it to Graves, who's checked back in. Graves puts up a long three-pointer. Nothing going there. Long rebound goes out of bounds. Lady D's will get the possession. So once again, the Lady D's have done a nice job defensively tonight, really moving them around well, not getting beat, not getting out of position, forcing the Mustangs to take some shots that maybe they didn't need to take at the moment. And so that's a good thing for the Lady D's. Ball gets into Peterson. She looks and sees a cutting Griffin. Nothing there. Ball's knocked loose. Peterson puts up a nice jump shot, but it doesn't drop. Graves gets the rebound, and she brings the ball immediately attacking the hoop. She puts a little jump shot in the lane. Doesn't go in. Riley Eakins controls the rebound. It doesn't go in, and Tegan Bossert rips down the rebound. So Tegan Bossert able to control the board there and get it going for the Lady D's. Griffin gets the ball, sees Cassie Crawl on the near side. She immediately swings to Peterson. Peterson sees Brooke Bettis at the top. Bettis sees McGriffin. Griffin alertly tries to drive on Allie McClure. Allie McClure gets called for the blocking foul, though. Good call there. Nice awareness by Mackenzie Griffin to see the pressure was coming and to go hard to the hoop there with that. Both foul. Very clean game by both teams. Only the second foul of the game. Both of them on Davis County. None for the Lady D's. Katie Dyson is set to check in, giving Brooke Bettis a little breather here. So coach is really doing a nice job in the post with Peterson, Bettis, and Dyson rotating in there. And then in the guards getting Tegan Bossert in there as well as Clark coming in there as well, coming in subs in there for the guard play. So good job there. Oh, nice little entry pass at the elbow to Katie Dyson, but as she tried to make her move, she just hopped her feet. And once again, the ladies get called for a travel. And as I mentioned, Clark, comes right in here for Cassie Crawl, gives her a little breather here. So able to get the guards in here, get a little breather here for the Lady D's. So good job here getting everyone keeping fresh. It's going to be a long game, a well-played contest. Riley Eakins gets the ball, tries to dump it down into the post, but Katie Dyson playing very good defense is able to knock it loose out of Brittany Bremer's hands. The senior has come in, checked in for the Davis County Mustangs. But the Mustangs will retain the ball. Ball goes immediately into Riley Eakins at the post. Good move, but Katie Dyson straight up on her, and Sarah Clark able to control the rebound. She comes attacking the hoop. Really nice job. Nobody picked her up, and she gets 2 points. What excellent awareness. Sarah Clark has just come into the game. Nobody picked her up because they hadn't recognized she was in, and she took it all the way to the hoop, pulled up for a nice little 7-foot jump shot. Good defense out of the top by Tegan Bossert on the point there. They're trying to trap where they can between Tegan Bossert and Griffin on the far side. Ball swung over, gets Riley Eakins inside. Good little up and under move. Kylie Peterson did a nice job of not fouling, but a nice little bucket by Eakins on there. Ladies get it. A tied up ball game. 18-18 is our score with 2:40 left in the first half. Griffin gets the ball in the elbow. Peterson tries to set a screen. Griffin goes the opposite way. As she goes, drives to the lane, which I really like seeing her drive the lane because good things happen. And right there, we get a foul. Foul was on number 12 for Davis County, which is Cammie Guider. So just the third team foul. Birchmeyer is coming back in here, giving Riley Eakins a little rest. So Birchmeyer back in and going to work the post, try to see if she can't control the big gals for the Lady D's, but their boy's strong. Gets it right into Dyson, who drives in. And as she drives in, ball is stolen by Brittany Bremer. Nice steal by Brittany Bremer. Katie Dyson is not able to control the ball. Ball comes dribbled off her foot, off of Graves' foot. Should be over and back because he went off her foot. And I'm not sure what's going on here. It should have been over and back because it went off of Graves' foot. And so we didn't lose possession. The Davis County jumps on it. Didn't know over the back call. The coach immediately called timeout. And then we're going to take a short timeout as well. Score here 18-18 with 2:14 left in the second quarter. You're listening to KIC Thunder Country.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
What a flurry of activity we just had here before that timeout. Great defense by the Lady D's, causing pressure. Ball went in the backcourt. Mustangs were able to jump on it, call timeout right away. 18-18 is our score with 2 minutes left in the first half. Mustangs retain possession on that play, but still great swarming defense by the Lady D's. Birchmeyer gets it up high, finds Graves on the far side for a three-pointer, misses on that long shot, but rebound control by the Mustangs. Immediately get right back to Graves, who puts up another three. No boxing out on the far side. One rebound, two rebounds, two shots up. Dyson, oh, I thought that was a quick jump ball. Dyson able to get her hands out. Really no control by the Davis County Mustangs at all, but they gave a jump ball nonetheless. Mustangs will retain possession on order possession with a minute 48 left. But just a flurry of activity. Maggie Hoagland was on the far side, really getting a lot of rebounds and putbacks, and we're just not boxing out. Little jump shot on the near side. Coming in there is Cammie Guider, who puts up a three-point shot. So nice little setup play there for the lady, or for the Mustangs. Lady D's trail now 21-18. Dyson gets it at the three-point line at the top of the key. She tries to drive, and she just shuffles her feet. Lady D's have had that habit tonight. We're shuffling the feet just a little too much. Officials are literally catching that. Got to learn to be settled. There wasn't that much pressure to cause any traveling, but they just got to learn to get the feet set before they go to make their move. Kristen Garber checks back in, as well as Cassie Crawl for the Lady D's. Ball comes over the far side to Garter. He finds Birchmeyer at the top of the three-point line. A cutting, and there's a travel. Yes. But a nice cut by the Maggie Hoagland again. She's really been active as she's come in here this second quarter, but she just took an extra step before she went to take a shot. The officials literally saw that, called the travel. Full court press being implemented by the Mustangs, but Lady D's well ready for that. Get it to Brooke Bettis, the big post, and she dribbles all the way up court. Finds Kristen Garver at the three-point line, who swings into Cassie Crawl. Finds Brooke Bettis at the low post, who swings it over to Katie Dyson. Nice little play there, but gets a foul. As you can hear the whistle, official calls the foul that was on Brooke Bettis. It was on the floor. I believe that was on Birchmeyer. Lady D's will get the ball. Cassie Crawl set to check it in. Nope, check that. That was on Brittany Bremer with the foul. But a good call there. Brittany Bremer checks out, and we get Eakins back in, and Birchmeyer get the ball lobbed into Brooke Bettis, who goes up, puts a shot, but there is a good little block by Guider. She blocks the ball, and Graves attacks, and Eakins is running the floor really well for the Mustangs, and Eakins puts up an easy two-point bucket. So that's the first time, really, we've seen the Lady D's break down on their transition D. 23-18 is our score. The Lady D's find themselves with the biggest deficit right now, 5 points. Ball knocked loose from Kristen Garver, but Katie Dyson picks it up. She gets it over back to Garver, who gets it to Brooke Bettis. Bettis puts up a 15-footer, but Birchmeyer there to block the shot, gets it right to Graves. Graves attacks the hoop for the first foul for the Lady D's. Really good job, the Lady D's not getting themselves into foul trouble, but playing very strong defense. Graves comes to the line, or goes to the line, will shoot two, but attack the rim really well. And the Lady D's just unfortunately fouled, but a good play nonetheless. That foul was on Mackenzie Griffin, her first foul, the first team foul for the Lady D's. Graves puts up the first free throw, and she makes it. Nice little stroke out of her. That's why she's right up there as the leading scorer for the Mustangs here for Coach Mason's squad in Davis County. So she's able to get that first free throw. Does a nice job from the line as well. Her second free throw up. Looks good, but rims out. Dyson controls the rebound. So Dyson gets it. Nobody's on her, so she just goes ahead and brings the ball up. Gets it past half court. Sees Cassie Crawl, who looks for a moment at the three-pointer, but then she swings it back to Dyson, who cut through the lane. Dyson kicks it back out to Kristen Garver. 20 seconds left in the half. Lady D's being patient, knowing they've got time. Dyson gets it at the elbow, dribbles, penetrates, and kicks it out to Garver. Garver swings the pass to Cassie Crawl. Nice screen by Brooke Bettis, and then she gives and go. Nice wraparound pass. Oh, nice job. Brooke Bettis got on the low block, wraps around to Katie Dyson. Really alert play. Dyson is fouled as she's going in, so that will be two free throws for Dyson there. But a nice job for the Lady D's, really getting the ball movement there. That is a foul on Allie McClure. Got that as her second, although the board says her first. Dyson will go to the line and shoot two. 8 seconds left in the game. Dees trailing 24-18. Dyson able to roll that thing around and get that shot to drop. So that's a nice little bucket out of her. Gets her 5 points on the half. She will go to the line and shoot her second free throw here. Try to get this game within 4 points with 8 seconds left in the first half. Dyson's second shot goes up. Hits the back of the iron. Whistle blown. I think it might have been a lane violation, it appears. Coming in for the first time for the Lady Ds. Checking in is McLean. Jenna McLean checking in. So got 8 seconds. Trying to get a little defensive effort on McLean. Checks the ball. McLean steals the ball on the long throw. Gets it to Cassie Kroll. She tries to put up a 3-0 going, but good little activity. Nice job on McLean to get in there, get her hands up. Jenna McLean to get her hands on that ball. They were trying to get one more bucket where the Mustangs, but McLean did a great job to finish up the half. 24-19 is our score at halftime. You're listening to Thunder Country KIC 96.7, Southern Iowa Sports Leader. We'll be back after this short timeout.
If you have new drivers in your family, you'll want to know our name. If you live in wide open spaces and you drive on the highway at night, you'll want to know our name. If you love the looks of a perfectly painted and shined automobile, you'll want to know our name. And if you text while you're driving, eventually you'll know our name. Smith Body Shop. Smith Body Shop in Sheraton.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia at Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Shop your hometown home-owned Jim and Charlie's affiliated foods on North Clinton in Albia. Open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. This week, there's a super buy on fresh, frozen Alaskan pollock fish fillets, just $1.99 per pound. Family packs of Hormel Natural Choice pork chops are $1.99 per pound. Tyson Rock Cornish Game Hens 22-ounce packages are 2 for $5. That's Jim and Charlie's North Clinton in Albia.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
Sennett Pierce-Bachter Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pierce-Bachter Funeral Homes.
.731 here on Thunder Country KIIC, 33 degrees. Let's take a quick look at the weather forecast during this halftime break. Rain and possibly a thunderstorm this evening, mainly after midnight with low temperatures near 37. It will be breezy tonight with wind gusts as high as 23 miles per hour. For Sunday, rain is likely and possibly a thunderstorm in the morning, and then a slight chance of rain as we go through the afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies, a high temperature near 52. And again, tomorrow will be a windy day with wind gusts as high as 29 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies on Sunday night, a low temperature near 28. Partly sunny skies on Monday, a high temperature near 37. We'll go back down to Davis County in just a few minutes after a few more words from our sponsors here on Thunder Country KIIC, Southern Iowa Sports Leader.
Are you still searching for the hometown store with hometown values that will still be around next year? Mick Furniture in Albia has been in business for over 50 years and is a family-owned and operated hometown store. Mick Furniture is your local Whirlpool dealer. Mick Furniture has the new Whirlpool French door refrigerator, Gabriel top-load washers and dryers, dishwashers and microwaves with many options to choose from. So when you need to replace any of your appliances, check out the selection of Whirlpool appliances at Mick Furniture on the west side of the Albia Square.
Are your bills piling up? Tired of paying high-interest credit cards? If you have high-interest debt and don't have equity in your home to consolidate it, Community First Credit Union can help. Combine your debt into one low-rate loan with a CFirst fixed consolidation loan as low as 8.4% APR. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
To get things done, you have to work together. That's what makes Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau such a great team. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Join a winning Iowa team. Call your local Farm Bureau agent, Brad Witt, in Albia at 641-932-7873 today. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
Go-Go Gadget this and Go-Go Gadget that. It's inspection time here at Barker Implement. That's right, February temperatures will be very telling, but mostly they tell you to come in from the cold and let the John Deere certified team of technicians take care of your baler, planter, and skid steer inspections with free pickup and delivery on balers and skid steers. Learn more about John Deere special services at ebarkers.com or by visiting any of our 8 Barker Implement locations. Powered by green, driven by values.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting two indoor 3D leagues. The first league starts on Monday, January 21st, and the second league starts on March 4th. The cost for each 3D league shoot is $60. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this indoor 3D league. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D league is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
Check out great prices this week at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. There's a super buy on Western and Wishbone salad dressings, 8-ounce bottles, $1.99. A super buy on RTB Pillsbury sweet rolls and crescent rolls, 3 for $5. A big buy on smoked bacon, 1-pound packages, 2 for $5. Green Giant vegetables, 89 cents per can. Super buys this week at Jim and Charlie's.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Dan Stalker down here in Bloomfield covering the Lady D's first round sectional action against Davis County Mustangs. And we've got us a good game here. 24-19, the Mustangs have the slight advantage over the Lady D's here at halftime. Very good first half. After one period of play, the Lady D's were trailing by 3, 13-10. Second quarter, again, another tight quarter, but the Lady D's lost a few points, lost that one 11-9, and that brings our total score again at 24-19. For the Lady D's, they were paced by Brooke Bettis, who came out on fire from the get-go, had two quick buckets and then a few more throughout the half. She has 8 in the half in the game so far. And then Katie Dyson, the other big post player for the Lady D's, has 5, followed by Sarah Clark, Kylie Peterson, and Mackenzie Griffin, each with a bucket. So that rounds out our scoring for the Davis County Mustangs. As you would expect, Riley Eakins has 8, leading score for them, and she's the leading score on the team. Shelby Graves has 6, and also is the second leading score for the team, followed by Allie McClure, who comes in also doing a good job, and she has 5 points. Cammie Guider came in off the bench, the sophomore, and she's got 3. She had a long 3-pointer. And then Katie Birchmeyer, the other big post, has just 2, and she is the third leading scorer. So nice job kind of keeping her points and touches down. Very clean game. Only a few fouls on either team. Albie only had 1 foul the first half, and I've had just 5 for the Mustangs. So a very clean, well-played game. Not a whole lot of timeouts. We do appreciate getting our sponsors in during this halftime here, because it's tough to do when the action's going so good. Want to remind people, Southern Iowa Sports Leader will still be on the air throughout the week next week. We start Monday night. The Albie boys will go down to Cardinal of Eldon for their first round play. We'll all be bringing you that game at 7 o'clock. Tuesday night, we'll be back in Moravia covering the Lady Mohawks as they take on Wayne of Cordon at 7 o'clock. And then Wednesday night is the team duels at Wells Fargo, where we'll be main event we'll look at 11 o'clock in the morning will be Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Again, that's 11 a.m. We'll bring that team duel. And if they win, and hopefully they do, they'll be playing another dual match at 6 o'clock that night. So be ready for that. Let's hope we have some good coverage there for them. And then Thursday is the state tournament, individual tournament up at Wells Fargo, and that coverage begins at 9 o'clock. Joe Sinclair and Jason Summers will be bringing you all the action on those matches, on the individual matches. So for the next 3 days there, please be listening to KIC, either streaming on the web or on your radios. We are underway now, second half of action here. Lady D's actually had the ball, put up a shot, nothing going, missed. Mustangs get it, bring it down as they're coming. Try to get it into Eakins, but Katie Dyson has done a nice job on her on those entry passes. Ties her up, gets a jump ball. Since the Lady D's just got possession, it will go to the Lady Mustangs, will retain possession on it. Again, it's a 2-3 zone defense by the Lady D's. Another jump ball by Katie Dyson as they tried to force it into Eakins this time as she's coming in. Katie Dyson and Kristen Garver really working well against her, and Dyson able to tie the ball up there and get the jump ball, so the Lady D's will get the ball back. So nice little defensive effort here to start the game by the Lady D's. Brooke Bettis and Katie Dyson are passing back and forth as they bring the ball up court. Find Kristen Garver on the far side, who looks inside, nothing going on. She takes one dribble, finds Dyson, who's made a nice little post-up move. And she's gathered herself, really had a shot that she could have turned and taken, but didn't, try to get it up to Mackenzie Griffin. And as she did it, she shuffled her feet and was called for the travel. So, again, I have not kept track of those, but, boy, we've had a number of traveling calls tonight. I know Coach Achenbach would like to see that reduced and eliminated. Mustangs try to force it into Eakins. She's immediately double-teamed by Bettis and Dyson. She makes a bad pass out, but the Mustangs able to control it, and they feed Eakins again. Eakins puts up the shot, and she gets her first bucket of the second half. Mustangs have gone to full-court press, but the Lady D's are having no problems breaking it. Garver gets it, and sees a cutting Brooke Bettis. Also, Katie Dyson was falling in there, so nice job. They get 2 points there, so they're trading buckets here. Lady D's still trailing by 5, 26-21 in the third quarter. Birchmeyer gets it. Nice pressure by Garver. Again, back to that 3-2 once the defense is set. They get it into Eakins, who puts up. Brooke Bettis puts a little extra on it. Fouls Eakins on the shot there, so Eakins will go to line to get the 3-point shot. That's the first foul for Brooke Bettis. First foul for the junior there. It was just a little too much effort there. She just needed to keep her hands straight up and hope for the best there. You hate to swat at it. It's too easy of a call there. Actually, check that. They called the foul on Dyson, her first foul, not Brooke Bettis. So she gets her first foul. D's get the rebound, come up. Dyson does, and then she immediately turns the ball over. DeGraves gets it, and then Dyson reaches over the top to try to steal the ball back and picks up her second foul real quickly. Coach Achenbach has seen enough there. He likes the aggressiveness, but he certainly doesn't want to see him get into foul trouble. So he wants a timeout. We're taking a 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it here. Again, I want to talk about our coverage coming up. All week long next week, we'll be bringing you Southern Iowa sports at its greatest at the high school level. Monday night, again, the Blue Demons will go down to Cardinal of Eldon and take on that squad for the first round of sectional play for the boys' side. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip. We'll be bringing you that game as well, 7 o'clock on KIC, 96.7, or streaming on the web. Tuesday night, we'll be down in Moravia covering the Lady Mohawks in their second round action. Brought that game to you the other night. They did a good job beating Mormon Trail Garden Grove, and they'll take on Wayne Accord. Wednesday's the team duel starting at 11 a.m. Again, 11 a.m. for the team duels on Wednesday. If Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont wins that team duel, they will wrestle again at 1 after that. Sorry, I said 6 earlier. They will go at 1 if they can win that. So a good job there for them. We hope they can continue to win. A very good squad there. And then the individual wrestling event, state wrestling tournament, will begin on Thursday. And we'll be bringing that coverage starting at 9 a.m., bringing you all the matches. All 8 mats will be covered by Jason and Joe, Jason Summers, Joe Sinclair, and all their special guests they bring. So please tune in as you're going along next week. Davis County takes the ball in, immediately turned over. Lady D's got it back on a turnover. So Mackenzie Griffin brings it up. Looks inside, really wanting to find the post. Nothing going there. So she decides to dribble and brings it over the top. No movement inside, but nice job and patience of looking inside with Mackenzie Griffin. Gets to Garver on the far side. She swings it to Griffin, who's come back out the other way. Nice little running jumper, but a block by Eakins. Just a little tip on it, but it's a good running jump shot by McGriffin. And Graves gets the ball, and she's immediately attacking. Comes in, nothing there, kicks it out. A little air ball there by Birchmeyer. Eakins, though, gets the air ball. Puts up a bad shot, or excuse me, tries to put up a shot, but it gets it locked loose, and Mackenzie Griffin gets the turnover. So Griffin comes in, sees at the top of the three-point line, sees Katie Dyson. She turns and looks inside, nothing there. Tries to get a Cassie Crawl, who's got the advantage. Nice little bounce, entry pass back to Dyson. She goes up, nothing there. Gets her second rebound, nothing there. It keeps going up. They're ping-pong a little bit. Griffin on the, or excuse me, Cassie Crawl on the far side really did a great job hustling down there, but unfortunately her toes got on the line, on the baseline, and so it's a turnover, but really good effort. Katie Dyson just unable to get the ball over the top of the rim there, but did a nice job trying to corral a couple rebounds. A little press coming in for the Lady D's, but they get it to Graves, who takes it all the way from coast to coast. Kristen Garver is going to be called for the foul there, but boy, you can just see that Graves knows what to do when she's got pressure. She's going to attack and try to pull that foul. They said it was in the act of shooting, so she will go to the line, will Shelby Graves. She had 6 points to end the first half. This is her first attempt at a shot here in the second half. Free throw, I should say. Misses the first one. Goes off wide to the left. Again, it was a shooting foul, so she'll get her second free throw here with 5:12 left in the third quarter. Next one comes short. Brooke Bettis hauls in the rebound. 28-21 is our score here. The Mustangs have the 7-point lead over the Lady D's. Lady D's are trying to get some good defensive stops and get some offensive looks. Very patient offensively, which I like seeing. Brooke Bettis gets it on the elbow, drives baseline or to the baseline, doesn't see anything, kicks it out to Griffin, who swings it over to Garver, who sees Dyson in the block, takes one up and over, and gets a nice little bucket, does Dyson. So good little ball move. Again, very patient with the Lady D's. Now defensively, they got to find a way to get a stop here. Coach Achenbach's going to get a couple subs in, get some rest for his players, which is always a good move. Shot goes up by Eakins and is fouled. We'll see who the foul, I think maybe Brooke Bettis, but we'll see for sure. Official does call on Brooke Bettis, so that will be her first foul of the night on Eakins, Riley Eakins. So she will go to the line shooting two. Riley has, I've got her unofficially at 12 points, and her average is right at 15, so she's well on her way there. Makes the first free throw. In for the Lady D's is Tegan Bosser and Kylie Peterson. Again, Riley Eakins, that's her fifth point of the second half. It's also checking in for Davis County is Cammy Guider. Enters in, gives McKenna Harwood a break. For the Lady D's, Dyson and Garver checked out for Bossard and Peterson. Eakins goes up for the second one, hits the back iron, and there's Brooke Bettis to haul in that rebound. She gets it out to Mackenzie Griffin. Griffin brings the ball up court, nice and easy, looks for something, sees taking Bossard. She does a backdoor cut, but can't get open, but good move. Finds right Kylie Peterson. Peterson finds Crawl. Crawl swings it back over the top to Brooke Bettis. Brooke Bettis sees Tegan Bossard on the elbow. Nice little pump fake out of her. Drives, but Riley Eakins with those long arms of hers able to block the shot. Gets the ball, controls it, gets it up to McClure. McClure bobbles it a little bit and then regains control and finds Graves. They keep working it. Gets it into Birchmeyer at the elbow, who kicks it out. Comes to the near side for a long shot was Guider. Guider likes that three-pointer. That's just what she had earlier. Lady D's got that. Cassie Crawl gave it to Griffin and just bobbled it and dribbled it just off of nothing in particular, unfortunately, and the ball went out of bounds, so it will be the Mustangs' ball. Just under 4 minutes of play left in the third quarter. Again, the Mustangs have the lead, 6 points now, 29-23 is our score here. So the Lady D's really have to work on some defensive stops, doing a nice job offense, but we've got to stop the Mustangs from scoring. And as soon as I say that, they inbound it, get a Riley Eakins, who does a nice post-up move and gets another bucket in for the Mustangs. 31-23, largest lead of the night for the Mustangs or for either team, 8 points. Not sure about that call. Pass came over to Griffin. She gets the ball, starts dribbling, and the official thought that was a travel. Didn't see that one at all, and it was right in front of me. Sarah Clark set to check in, and is. Comes in for Cassie Krall. So Achenbach really going to that bench, using, again, goes a good eight or nine deep as he needs to. So nice job getting the subs in, getting them worked in. Sarah Clark, Tegan Bossard in, as long as Mackenzie Griffin, those are the guards. Kylie Peterson and Brooke Bettis are the forwards. Mustangs get the ball in, swing it over to McClure. McClure finds Graves. Out comes Birchmeyer. They're going to take their time with the 8-point lead. They're not in any hurry. They're just going to do a three-person weave up top there. Really working just a three-man ball here up the top, doing a little triangle. Going to make the Lady D's try to play aggressive, and they are coming out playing that man. Have to go to the man. They've been playing zone, a little 3-2 zone, but have to go to man now with being down by eight. Tegan Bossard doing a great job of trying to force a turnover. It's what she has to do. She has to be aggressive, try to see if she can make something happen, but unfortunately pulls the foul. But that's a very heads-up play by Tegan to go after it and be aggressive. We've got to, you know, got to go after it, try to see if we can't get them to make a turnover. Shelby Gray's very good ball handler, but Tegan's just going to have to stay physical with her. Ball gets into Eakins, and Graves cuts back door and gets open, and Eakins finds Graves, and Graves puts up the bucket. Lady D's are coming up on the press. But again, that was Graves with her first points of the night. Coming up, the ball goes off of Cammie Guider's hand. Score here is 33-23. Lady D's find themselves trailing by 10, the largest deficit of the night, with 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Coach called a quick timeout. We'll do the same. You're listening to KIC Thunder Country.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Welcome back to Bloomfield, everyone. Dan Stock here, bringing in Lady D's first round action against Bloomfield Davis County Mustangs. Flurry of activity. Mustang Lady D's got the ball after that short timeout. Worked it right into Kylie Peterson, who's very strong, goes in, goes up for the shot, and is fouled while she's doing it. So very good work and ball movement by the Lady D's. Foul is on Riley Eakins, her first foul of the night. Again, Kylie Peterson will go to the line. Katie Dyson is set to check in. Two coming for Peterson. Comes up. Comes just a little short. Dyson checks in for Brooke Bettis, giving her a little rest with 2:50 left in the third period. Again, the largest lead of the night for the Mustangs. Lady D's are trailing 33-23. Peterson hits it. Rims around. Comes out. Rebound controlled by Eakins. She outlets to Graves. Graves brings the ball. Tegan Bosser doing a great job of harassing her, staying on her. Griffin comes in to try to help. Very good job on the Lady D's, really trying to cause something to happen there. Tegan Bossard is called for the foul, but that is, again, a very good job out of her. I really like seeing that aggressive play. It's her second foul, but that's exactly what the Lady D's need out of her, is to be aggressive, try to cause that turnover, and nice job out of Mackenzie Griffin to try to help and get the turnover. Inbound pass goes long. Lady D's unable to track it down. And instead, Brittany Bremer is able to get it. She gets it right back to Graves. Tegan Bossard's right on top of her. Pass comes out. Really working a wider four-cornered delay game here by Lady Mustangs. Trying to be patient because they've got the 10-point lead. Work the ball inside to Eakins. Eakins powers it up. Looks like a little contact. No call, though, fortunately, for the Lady D's. And the Mustangs able to get two more points. So the lead is expanded now to 12, 35-23. Sarah Clark has checked in. There's Bennett. Gets it into Katie Dyson. Nice pass from Sarah Clark. Katie Dyson goes up that strong left hand of hers, makes the bucket, and is fouled. So she'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. But what a good awareness by Sarah Clark to see Katie Dyson in there. Brittany Bremer had no choice but to foul. Picks up her second foul of the night. Dyson goes up, hits the free throw. So good job. She has 5 points in the second half here. The posts are really, the forwards are doing a good job for the Lady D's, but they've got to find a defensive stop or a turnover here with 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Sarah Clark stops the dribble. Oh, look like Graves traveled, but no call. Taking Boston's all over her, and somehow Graves is able to get the bucket to drop. Very tight defense by the Lady D's, but just not able to stop it. Sarah Clark brings it up. Nice job by Kylie Peterson. Gets it to Tegan Boston, who attacks the hole. Great job there, and Brittany Bremer fouls her as she goes in. Really like the Lady D's being aggressive on the break. And when you get that press, that's the best way to beat it, is to go at it, not to be slow or passive, but to go fast as you can and really push it in a controlled fashion. Tegan Boston will go to the line, shooting two. Again, that's the foul was actually called on Hoagland. Her second foul of the night. Her first foul of the night. But still, Tegan Boster gets a bucket. Subs coming in for the Lady D's. Megan gets herself set for the second free throw. Missed the first one. Second one rims around. Does a good job. Gets it to drop. So good job by Tegan. Really had a nice job defensively in there. Kristen Garver is checking for Tegan. Cassie Crawl has come back in, as well as Brooke Bettis. So the starters back in for the Lady D's. Running that full court man pressure. Cassie Crawl's trying to double up on Graves. Graves dribbles right through him. Brooke Bettis comes to help. Finds an open Birchmar. Birchmar puts up the bucket and gets 2 points. Her first bucket of the second half. So the Lady D's doing a good job, but unfortunately not able to stop the buckets. Pressure coming from the Mustangs. Griffin gets it to Dyson, who brings it up. Nobody's on her, so she brings it all the way to the free throw line. Stops there, sees Cassie Crawl. Cassie gets it knocked loose by Birchmeyer, the post for Davis County. Knocked out of bounds, so Cassie Crawl set to check it in for the Lady D's. Gets it into Griffin. Griffin takes it over the top. Sets it up at half court there. Waits for Garver to get to the far side, sees her, gets to Dyson on the far corner. Dyson looks to drive in, penetrates in, goes up with a strong left hand, pulls the foul from Birchmeyer. Really have to see a lot more of that. The girls on Tegan Boston, we saw that just a second ago, attacking the hoop, going up strong. If you go up strong, more often than not, you'll get called for the foul or you make the bucket, and that's a good play out of them. Katie Dyson did the same thing there, went to it as hard as she could, and she's got that nice left hand of hers. Goes up, gets fouled, goes amidst the first one, comes off the rim, just misses. But oh, so close from her. Again, doing a good job of kind of initiating contact. Get the clock to stop. We want to try to take advantage of these free points, if you will, here. That's why they're free throws. Just 1:09 left in the third quarter. Dyson, second one, hits the back of the iron, goes long. And Birchmeyer with the rebound. So that's Kate Birchmeyer controls the board there. Gets it to Graves. Graves brings it up to McClure. McClure comes around. They're working out four corners. Gets it over Guider. Guider looks, sees Graves popping out the other way. Good pressure out of McKenzie. And that's just it. D's cause pressure, cause that turnover. Brooke Bettis gets it, finds McKenzie Griffin, who brings the ball, and she's attacking the hoop. Tries to get a bounce pass, just goes wide. Tried to find Katie Dyson, but it was just too wide for anyone to get a hold of it, and rolls out of bounds. Lady Mustangs will get control of the ball. So the Mustangs will bring the ball up with 45 seconds left in the third period. Again, they have the 12-point lead. The score is 39-27. Mustangs lead the Lady D's in first round tournament action here. Sectional play. Lady D's have picked him up at half court. Brooke Bettis is trying to get her coverage in. Trying to go. They get to McClure at the top. Trying to work the very patient. Gets back to Birchmeyer at the three-point line. Finds Guider on the near side. She drives, kicks it up to Birchmeyer, sees Graves inside. Well guarded by Garver, who's straight up. And they say just a little too much hip from her. It looked like she did a nice job playing straight up on her. But I think Kristen Garver will pick up the foul for the Lady D's. And indeed she does. Her second foul on the night. And it is the seventh team foul, so that will send the Mustangs to the line. So certainly more fouls this half than the first half. First half, we only saw a combined total of five fouls. We've already got 11 in this half, so much more aggressive play. Shelby Graves probably the only chink in the armor there. She's missed a couple free throws here. They don't look too good coming off her hand, and they miss pretty wide. Wide left both times here that she's been to the line. She'll go to the line for, again, I guess they said it was a shooting foul, so she gets the second shot. She does make that one go. So she takes advantage of the two-shot foul by getting one, extends the lead one more point. No press by the Mustangs, but the set back in their half-court set. Lady D's get it. Kristen Garver gets on the far side, swings it to Brooke Bettis on the near side, sees Cassie Crawl open at the top. Griffin comes around, gets the pass. She tries to bring it back to Brooke Bettis, just inside the three-point line, puts up a nice shot, no good, but Kristen Garver with a good rebound, sees McKenzie at the buzzer, shot goes up and just misses. So after three quarters of play, We have 40-27 is our score. Lady D's trailing by 13 points. So the game's getting a little bit away from the Lady D's. We're going to take a timeout here. As we listen to some of our sponsors, you're listening to Southern Iowa's sports leader, KIC Thunder Country.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting two indoor 3D leagues. The first league starts on Monday, January 21st, and the second league starts on March 4th. The cost for each 3D league shoot is $60. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this indoor 3D league. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D league is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
You're listening to Thunder Country KIIC 96.7 FM out of Albia, Iowa. Now back to Dan Stocker at Lady D basketball action.
Thanks, Scott. Scotty Fry back at the control booth there at the studios, and what an outstanding job he's had today. He's been working since the sunrise this morning covering all this action we've had today. So good job, Scott. Appreciate everything you do. Ball's inbound by the Mustangs. Brooke Bettis immediately steals it right at half court, takes it all the way and gets 2 points. So Lady D's trying to make some comeback, trying to make something happen when they can. Ball immediately stolen again. They try to entry pass into Graves, and there's Katie Dyson, who's been doing a good job in the post play defense, steals the ball. Lady D's immediately try to attack, so Coach Ockermark's really getting the girls going. Dyson gets it, finds Mackenzie Griffin up top, and she hits a three-point bucket. So just like that, we're back to within eight. So we're getting close to striking distance, starting the fourth quarter, 40-32. And Coach Dave Mason has seen enough. He doesn't want to see anything going on here. So he has called a timeout for the Mustangs. And with that timeout, we'll take a timeout as well. Again, 40-32 is our score. You're listening to KIC Thunder Country.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member-owned, and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Again, we're bringing you a Region 7 3A regional quarterfinal. Albia Lady D's taking on Davis County Mustangs here in Bloomfield. Lady D's find themselves trailing 40-32, but had a nice little flurry of activity to start this fourth quarter. Just at 7 minutes, 20 seconds left in the game. So down by eight, the Mustangs have it. They're content to try to work just a little patient offense, kind of a three-person weave up top and to take advantage of a drive. And there, Graves drives to the hoop as hard as she can. Nothing going on there. And she, the ball gets turned over, but the Lady D's knocked it loose. So nice little play there. Again, the Mustangs will attack when the hole is open there, but trying to take their time and not get anything unless it's a nice, easy layup and try to cause a foul for the Lady D's or get a bucket if they can. McKenna Harward will check the ball in for the Mustangs. Ball gets to Graves. Kristen Garver's all over her. Graves drives to the hoop, kicks it out. Brooke Bettis tries to tip it out of Birchmeyer's hand, but she's able to control the ball. Birchmeyer takes a few dribbles to the top of the key, finds Graves on the far side. Again, Graves not looking to shoot. She's just looking to be patient. Garver's trying to harass her, keep her all over her. Does a great job defensively for the Lady D's. Cassie Kroll is picking up the travel there. Allie McClure got it. She did a little extra hop. Cassie Kroll with very good tight defense caused Allie McClure to kind of jump a little as she got done dribbling, and that caused the travel. So the Lady D's now have four unanswered points to start this quarter. Five unanswered points here. So we'll see if they can continue on. Brooke Bettis gets an attacks right to the hole. Goes up shot, no good, but the foul by Birchmeyer. So that's what I really like on that press. They see that press. They recognize it. They go to the hoop as hard as they can. Brooke Bettis attacked right to it. Got to the low block on the far side. Went up for the shot. Not able to get it to drop. But Kate Birchmeyer picks up the foul nonetheless. So Brooke Bettis will go to the line shooting two. First one up. Hits the front of the rim. Comes short. Normally a very good free throw shooter. Nice little form and rhythm out of Brooke Bettis. Second one goes up, and it looks to be a little short. Didn't get enough legs into that one. It's the only thing. Didn't even hit the rim on that, unfortunately. So it will be the Mustangs ball. But they just really like the play that they've got to keep after it. Again, five unanswered points to start this quarter. They need to find a way to get the ball back, see if they can make it seven. Try to just nibble away here. Try to get back into this game, trailing by eight. Birchmark gets it at the top of the key, looks and lobs it in to Eakins. A little activity. Riley Eakins gets it. She tries to put it up there. And it was a nice little defensive pressure by the Lady D's, and unfortunately came across the wrist. Official knows it was probably a foul. He's just not sure who to call it on. But I really, no doubt there was a foul. Just came across the wrist there. I do like the fact the official's taking the time to get the call right, make sure they're getting what they need to do. Foul's going to be on 21 on Mackenzie Griffin. So they were just checking to see where they wanted to go with that one, because it was two defenders on there. Very good defense on them, trying to keep Riley Eakins from getting the bucket. Again, Riley has 17, so she's just passed her average. So doing a nice job for the Mustangs and gets her 18th point. 10 this half. 10 this half, 8 the first half. And extends the lead now to 9 with the second free throw coming for Riley Eakins. Riley gets herself set. Shot goes up, and it's good. So Mustangs are able to answer finally, get a couple points on the board in this fourth quarter. Garber gets the ball, gets to half court, gets it to Mackenzie Griffin. She's trying to see what the offense has got set. Sees Dyson at the top of the key. Dyson gets it, passes to Cassie Crawl, then goes to set the screen. Cassie sees a wide open Kristen Garber, puts up a nice shot, but just doesn't drop. Rebound controlled by Eakins, who gets the outlet to Graves. Graves comes to the near side, sets up. Kristen Garber's trying to put a little pressure on her, trying to stop her from going where she wants. Nice entry pass to Riley Eakins, and she's going up. A very alert play by Katie Dyson. Really all she had to do is she had to make the foul, even though it is her third. Don't want to give up an easy bucket right now. And just she's done a very good job on Riley Eakins all night long and stopping her from getting the ball. But once she got it, I think really a smart foul by Katie Dyson. I know it's her third foul, but still a good foul. Send Eakins the line, and there she missed the first one. Riley did. So that's a good foul if you can, if there ever is such a thing. Eakins misses the first one. The Mustangs have a 10-point lead. 42-32 is our score. Second one up and rolls around and it drops. We have just 5 minutes and 50 seconds left in the game. Lady D's trail by 11. Going to have to make some things happen here. Get some good looks offensively and have to get some steals and stops defensively. D's get it over Kristen Garber. Katie Dyson pops out, gets the ball, looks to see Brooke Bettis at the top of key, who swings it to the near side to McGriffin, who finds Garber, who's cutting out through the other side. They're getting a look. D's looking to swing it, try to get that opening somewhere. Griffin gets on the far side, drives to the hole. Gets fouled as she's put up a shot. So nice thing there is getting it, the nice little penetration there. But the really better thing is it stops the clock, gives a chance for the Lady D's to get 2 points here without having the clock run anymore. That was Shelby Graves' first foul. So a very good player, first foul. Hits the back of the iron, Griffin does. So unfortunately does not get the first one to drop. Again, the score 43-32. The Mustangs have the 11-point lead right now with 5:30 left in the game. Griffin's second one up, and it's good. So just the 6th point out of her for the night, but a nice little free throw to get the points with the clock stop. So Lady D's trying to do man-to-man play pressure now, so we'll see if they can't get a turnover, cause something to happen here. Cassie Crawl does a nice job, good defense on the entry pass, knocks it loose, and the Lady D's get it. Brooke Bettis gets it, attacks and finds a wide open Kristen Garber, 2 points. Again, really good play there. That's what they need to do is attack the ball, attack the hole. Good things will happen. Started with Cassie Crawl playing good defense to knock that ball loose as they're trying to get that entry pass into Eakins. They try to get in again to Eakins, and they do get it this time. She's able to get it up and in. Boy, I tell you that, Riley Eakins is just a very impressive post player, and Katie Dyson's doing all she can. She has 3 fouls, so she has to play a little more cautious, but she did a good job trying to just front the player and not let her get an easy entry pass, but they just got it into her nonetheless. Garber gets it on the near side, looks to find Brooke Bettis cutting, does, sees Katie Dyson in the middle, shot goes up. Flat Graves might have had a good block, but came just on her arm at the end, had the ball at first, but came on the arm, and Katie Dyson will go to the line shooting too. So Shelby Grave picks up her second foul in relatively quick fashion. But still, that's a good play out of Lady D's. Brooke Bettis got it. Could have taken a shot. But hopefully Katie Dyson can get this free throw here. And unfortunately, as soon as I'm jinxing them, I know. Let's see what we can do here. We've got to get them going. Misses the first one. Dyson's frustrated with herself, but she knows she can do better, and she will. She'll get herself set here. Really appreciate Mad Dog listening in. Got a little update from him, Mike Madison. Katie Dyson makes the second one. So good shot there. Fourth grade boys got first in OSCE today. Congratulations to them. Southern Iowa Thunder traveling team got third in OSCE as well. Great tournament over there, so congratulations to them. Appreciate you texting in. Joe Sinclair texted in. I figured he'd be tired. Long day. Appreciate you listening in, Joe. Lady D's got the 1 point back to within 9 points. Brooke Bettis defending Birchmeyer. Birchmeyer makes a pass, but Brooke Bettis just picks right off, gets it to McKenzie. McKenzie comes, looks it down, sees Tegan Bossert. Nothing there for Bossert, so she gets it back to Griffin. Good play there for the Lady D's, trying to get a good bucket here if they can. Gets it to the near side to Brooke Bettis. She sees Tegan Bossert check that. Who gets it? Just coming to the game. Kylie Peterson at the elbow gets it. Finds a cutting McKenzie Griffin, who drives to the hoop. No foul there, but boy, what a great play there. Went up strong, thought that should have dropped, and it didn't. And then Graves comes out with the rebound. Cassie Kroll defends, gets it into Birchmeyer. Peterson gets it. Boy, I just can't say enough about that Riley Eakins. We are doing a really good job defending her inside. And that being said, she's able to get the shot up and go. They've called a quick timeout here, 30-second timeout. We will take a short timeout as well. You're listening to Southern Iowa's sports leader, 96.7 KIC Thunder Country.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to first round Region 7 3A quarterfinal action. Lady D's are taking on Davis County Mustangs. Find themselves in a spot right now at 3:30 left in the game, trailing 47-36. Lady D's check the ball and get it into Brooke Bettis. She attacks the hoop, which is great. I like seeing that. She gets fouled. She'll go to line shooting, too. Also want to say hi to Jackson and Grace Pence. Grace Pence listening there, listening down in Albia. Kind of a tough call for Lauren, I know. Brooke Bettis goes up, gets her first one. So nice little bucket out of her. Brooks had a great game for the ladies. That's their fifth point of the half, 13. There she goes, a nice easy stroke. That's the free throw shooting we need. So ladies with 3:30 left in the game find themselves trailing by 9. Really going to have to cause some turnovers or get that foul if they have to, but really try to work that turnover with 9-point deficit. Graves gets it, taken. Bossard's working her really hard. Swings it over, gets it to Birchmeyer at the top. Brooke Bettis is on her. Birchmeyer finds Graves. Keep working it all around. Brooke Bettis is working her hard, tries to get a turnover. Nice little pass from Birchmeyer. Gets it to a little activity. Gets to Maggie Hoglund, who's checked back in. She tries to go in for a running layup on there. Misses. Goes out of bounds. So Lady D's will get the ball. So with 3 minutes, took 30 seconds off the clock. But the Lady D's are able to get the ball back with no points put up for the Mustangs. Peterson checks it in. Gets it to Boston, who brings it up. Nobody's picking her up, so she takes it all the way up. As soon as the defense comes, she finds McKenzie Griffin. Griffin gets it to the high post, which is Brooke Bettis. She looks at it, takes a second to think about it, doesn't take it, finds a wide open Kylie Peterson, takes a nice little 15-footer. Nothing going there. Hustle for the ball, knocked out of bounds by Riley Eakins. So the Lady D's will retain possession with 2:40 left in the game. Kristen Garver set to check back in for the Lady D's and does before the official. And Katie Dyson also trying to get in and does. So Lady D's getting a little break there. Peterson goes out as well as Tegan Boston. What a great effort by those two to come in for the Lady D's. So to the sideline, inbound play. Griffin gets it, sets the offense, sees Brooke Bettis at the three-point line. She takes a look, working the offense. Kristen Garver comes up the top. A really nice trying to work that inbounds play here. It's all a good design play here. Finally get McKenzie Griffin at the free throw line, and she stops, pops, and drops. Good job. Gets 2 points for McKenzie Griffin. So she's had a nice second half here. Has 6 points in the second half. So good job on her. And a steal. McKenzie Griffin able to steal the pass there. Tries to get to Brooke Bettis. Brooke wasn't that unfortunately looking, and it knocked off her. And Graves, Shelby Graves, able to pick up the errant pass. Gets it over to Hoglund. Hoglund looks inside to Birchmeyer. Nothing going there. She dribbles off her leg. Goes out of bounds. So the Lady D's. Very much a much more hustling team this half. Much as I've ever seen them playing with a sense of urgency, which is what you need to do when you're in a regional action here, starting the playoff run. You want to see if you can get to that next round. Again, the winner here will go on to play Wednesday night in Donelson at 7 o'clock. So they really want a chance to go down to Donelson and play. Lady D's get it into Brooke Bettis at the free throw line. She takes a look. Nothing there. She gets to Katie Dyson on the near side. She goes up with that left hand. It's hard to defend, and she gets a shot off, goes in and out, but the Mustangs able to control the rebound, get it to Graves. Shelby Graves, it comes up, finds a wide open Guider. Guider takes a three-pointer, doesn't go in. They're able to control the rebound. Eakins goes up once again. Not only gets the bucket, but the foul. So with a minute 34, the late Mustangs have a 9-point lead, 49-40. That was, I believe, the fourth foul given to Katie Dyson. It is. So unfortunately, Katie has picked up her fourth foul with a minute 34 left in the game. And Riley Eakins is able to put up the old-fashioned three-point play. So 50-40, 10-point lead for the Mustangs with a minute 30 left. Mustangs are really going to have to, or Lady D's are going to have to get something going here to get this game pulled out. Garver gets the ball at the top of the key, finds Cassie Carl on the near side. Up comes Poppin. Mackenzie Griffin puts up a nice-looking three-point shot, but unfortunately doesn't drop. Eakins gets the rebound, and Graves comes up and walks it up the court. Mustangs recognize they have the 10-point lead. They don't need a bucket. They're trying to control the ball here. Kristen Garver is working her as hard as she can. Drives to the hoop, finds Riley Eakins as she comes in there. Eakins with another bucket. I tell you, they just don't have an answer the second half for Riley Eakins. Coach Achenbach is going to dig deep into his bag of tricks, see if he can find something. 52-40 is our score. He has called a timeout. It's a full timeout with a minute 3 left in the game. We will take a short timeout as well. You're listening to 96.7 KIC.
When Katherine Berkman needed knee replacement surgery, she was pleased to learn she could have surgery and physical therapy locally at Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. Katherine, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
I had excellent care from start to finish. It was so wonderful to be just a mile from home for me and my family. I didn't have to travel for surgery or therapy, which would have been very painful and uncomfortable. Dr. Homadon comes from Des Moines to the medical clinic, and everything is done at Monroe.
Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia.
No one wants to think about their own mortality, but pre-planning a funeral can be an important decision. After the passing of a loved one, there are often feelings of guilt, stress, and indecision, which can make planning a service difficult. Pre-planning allows the individual or family to make the decisions beforehand, with the benefit of time and guidance from your loved one to help honor their wishes. Tharp Funeral Home in Albia can help you pre-plan a service while being sensitive to your desires and to other considerations like cost. Contact Cody or Richard at 932-3129 at Tharp Funeral Home.
Welcome back, everyone. We are under a minute to play in this game, and the Lady D's have been trying to find a way to get it. And just as I say that, Graves drives to the hoop. Defense is coming over, gets to Eakins, Riley Eakins, and as she goes up, she shuffles her feet. So the Lady D's really putting a lot of pressure. Jenna McLean has checked in for the Lady D's, giving that big, tall presence for them, trying to give them a little stop. Coach Dave Mason for the Bloomfield Mustangs, Davis County Mustangs, actually getting his subs in with the 12-point lead in 34 seconds. There's no quit for the Lady D's. They're certainly going to keep attacking, try to do. We've got Kristen Garber, Jenna McLean, Kylie Peterson, Griffin, as well as Katie Dyson in for the Lady D's. So really trying to get something to happen here still, trying to fight and keep it up. Ball comes in, gets knocked loose, and the Lady D's will retain possession there. Get the ball into Kristen Garver. She looks inside to Dyson. Dyson tries to go up, takes a little step there, but no call there, and gets the roll. So she gets another bucket there. So good little entry pass into her. Coach Achenbach doing a nice job getting Jenna McLean in there, again, the senior in there, so giving her a chance to finish out her season realistically on the court. So good job out of Coach Achenbach, and that is our final. Again, 52-42, the Lady D's will conclude their season. Unfortunately for them, they're 4-18 overall, so not the record they won. Had a lot of great games this season, really brought to you a lot of them. They are in a lot of games. They just weren't able to get over the hump. Davis County will advance with a 12-10 record, so they will advance. They, again, will play Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, at Donelson. Winner will be determined. It'll either be Centerville or Central Lee Donelson. That game also going on tonight, so they'll have to see who awaits them as soon as that game concludes. you know, for the Lady D's here, just a good season for them. So close on so many games. We came down here just 3 weeks ago and lost in an overtime game. And a couple other overtime games they lost. And they just were so close so many times and unable to get over the hump on a lot of occasions. It's just a learning experience. A very young team for a lot of these girls. But certainly there's a few seniors that won't be back. Kristen Garver is one of them. Kylie Peterson's another. Jenna McLean, you know. So they're just great, great careers and seasons for them. Certainly return a lot in Katie Dice and Brooke Bettis. We've seen Sarah Clark, Tegan Bosser, you know, just sophomores in there. Mackenzie Griffin's a sophomore. Haley Hudson's gotten a lot of action this year. And Cassie Crawl, they're two juniors coming back. And Rachel Sarver, Mackenzie Peterson were able to dress these last few games. And so a nice little freshman class coming up. So we're excited to see what they can do as they rebuild and get going for next year. We're going to take a short time out and then come back with a quick wrap-up on the totals for the night. And, again, you've been listening. My name is Dan Stocker. You've been listening to KIC Thunder Country, Southern Iowa's sports leader.
Are your bills piling up? Tired of paying high-interest credit cards? If you have high-interest debt and don't have equity in your home to consolidate it, Community First Credit Union can help. Combine your debt into one low-rate loan with a CFirst fixed consolidation loan as low as 8.4% APR. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The Albia Blue Demons and Lady D's know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to sports, but to personal finances as well. Hi, this is Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. You work hard for your money, and you deserve to have your portfolio work just as hard as you do. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 932-7762 or stop by my office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a free portfolio review. I can help you work hard towards your financial goals. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Welcome back, everyone. Dan Stocker here in Bloomfield for the girls' first round action, Region 7, 3A regional quarterfinals, where the Albia Lady D's came down to take on the Davis County Mustangs. Very well-played game, hard-fought game, but the Mustangs were able to come out on top 52-42. Very good game. It's what you want to see, you know, especially after the last matchup the Lady D's had with Davis County here on the 29th, the end of January, where the Lady D's lost 42-17 in Albia. Not the performance they wanted. That was a very poorly played game out of them, unfortunately. But this is just like the game we had just a week before that on the 22nd, where the Lady D's came down and lost in overtime. It was a very well-played game. We lost, though, down here. So this facility has really proved to be one where we can play well in, but unfortunately not able to get it. The Lady D's have struggled all year long to get those wins. But a very good ball club. I can't say enough good things about how well they play and how much the effort they've put in. And they've gotten better as the season goes along. And I know that has to be a little comfort maybe for the players right now, but for Coach Achenbach, it's got to make him feel good to see the girls get better as they go along the season and give their best effort. Now, after the Wells Fargo game a week ago, they didn't play their best, and I know the coaches sat them down and calmly talked to the girls and said, hey, you know, we've got a few games left. You can just, you know, play hard and try to get better and finish with your heads held high, or we can play like this and the season's going to be over and you're not going to feel good about it. And what they did, they came out Tuesday night and had a really good game down at Centerville, a very well-played game, and did a good job down there and had a convincing win against Centerville. And so that's always a good way to finish up the regular season with a conference win, and especially at an arch rival like Centerville. And then they come down here for the first round of playoffs again against the conference opponent, Davis County. lose 52-42. But for the Lady D's, they were paced by both the big forwards for them. Brooke Bettis had, unofficially, his 14 points. Katie Dyson with 13. Mackenzie Griffin came on fire the second half, put up 8.6 of those in the second half, but 8 for the game. And then a couple from Sarah Clark and Kristen Garver, and then a free throw out of Tegan Bossard. So good job out of Lady D's, getting the ball moved around a little bit. Did a nice job really being full pressure, really trying to be aggressive down the stretch, just not able to get enough turnovers or stops. And the biggest reason for that is, if you look to the Davis County side, is Riley Eakins, the junior. Just a very nice-looking basketball player for the Davis County Mustangs. Had 8 points in the first half, so a very good first half. She's a person who puts up 15 points on average. And the second half alone, she put up 21. You know, so she had 21 in the second half, 29 for the game. So just an outstanding effort for her. And then that really is that says all you need to say. In the second half, she has 21. The rest of the team has 7, and that's 5 by Shelby Graves and 2 by Kay Birchmeyer. So, you know, besides those three, there was no other points coming from them. And Riley Eakins did a good job for them. Davis County will advance, move on again Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at Donaldson. We have coverage bringing to you Monday at 7 o'clock, boys action. Tuesday night, Moravia's girls action. Wednesday's the team duels starting at 11 o'clock with Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont's team duels. Thursday, we get into the state wrestling tournament with Jason and Joe Sinclair up there covering the state individual wrestling, and that's going to be outstanding starting at 9 o'clock on Thursday. You've been listening to Thunder Country. I'm Dan Stalker. Happy to bring you this coverage. Wish nothing but the best for the Lady D's as they get ready for next year. Don't go anywhere. Keep listening to the KIC Thunder Country, either on the internet or on the radio. Whatever works for you, we're happy to have you on board. Appreciate you listening. Dan Stalker, Scott Fry at the board. Happy to be here at KIC Thunder Country.
Hi, this is Becky with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Did you know that copper theft has reached an epidemic level? Your electric cooperative wants you to be aware that copper theft is not only illegal, but extremely dangerous. Copper theft is not harmless. Dealing with metal and electricity is a dangerous combination, especially when it is done without permission or proper training. Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative encourages you to keep watch in your neighborhood, alerting your utility company, law enforcement, and neighbors when you see or notice suspicious activity around your utility, substations, poles, or trucks. This message is from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company, right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.